This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Jesse L. Nelson, appellant versus State of Missouri, respondent, and Cameron D. Woods, appellant versus State of Missouri, respondent. Decided July 22, 2025 by the Supreme Court of Missouri. Jesse L. Nelson, opinion issued July 22, 2025. Appellant. SC 1957. State of Missouri, respondent, and Cameron D. Woods, appellant, v. No. SC 1008, State of Missouri, respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Buchanan County. The Honorable Patrick K. Robb, Judge Appeal from the Circuit Court of Cass County. The Honorable Stacy J. Lett, Judge Jesse Nelson and Cameron Woods appeal the overruling of their respective amended motions for post-conviction relief. The court holds each record reflects Nelson and Woods were abandoned by their appointed counsel when appointed counsel filed two untimely amended motions. Given this court's finding of abandonment, remand for an abandonment inquiry is not required because the motion courts did not clearly err in overruling the amended motions on the merits after conducting evidentiary hearings. The court affirms the judgments. Factual background and procedural history, Nelson versus State. In August 2018, witnesses saw Nelson in a vehicle at the scene of a shooting that left one person dead and another permanently injured. The state charged Nelson with first-degree murder, first-degree assault, and two counts of armed criminal action. The circuit court entered its judgment finding him guilty after a jury trial of all counts. In January 2020, the circuit court sentenced Nelson. The Court of Appeals affirmed State versus Nelson, 635 SW3D 232, Modapeters 2021, MMA. In December 2021, the Court of Appeals issued its mandate. On March 8, 2022, Nelson filed his Pro Se Rule 29.15 motion, where in the same day, the motion court entered its order appointing the public defender to represent Nelson. On March 9, 2022, a public defender entered an appearance on Nelson's behalf. The public defender did not request an extension of time to file an amended motion. On July 6, 2022, the public defender filed an amended motion. On August 2, 2023, after an evidentiary hearing, the motion court entered its judgment overruling the amended one unless otherwise specified. All rule references are to Missouri Court Rules, 2020. 3 motion, Nelson appealed. This court granted transfer after an opinion by the Court of Appeals. Moncher Const, Art v. Sexter 10, Woods v. State. The state charged Woods with unlawful use of a weapon. In March 2021, Woods entered an open plea of guilt. 2. The state recommended the statutory maximum of 15 years imprisonment, and Woods requested a 15-year sentence with the sentence suspended and probation. The relevant statute authorized a suspended execution of sentence with probation because Woods was not charged as a prior or persistent offender. On May 3, 2021, the circuit court entered its judgment and sentenced Woods to 15 years imprisonment. Woods did not appeal. On October 29, 2021, Woods filed his pro se motion under Rule 24.035, 2021. 3. On November 4, 2021, the motion court entered an order appointing the public defender to represent Woods and specified in the order the public defender had 120 days in which to file an amended motion as set forth in Rule 24.035, Rule 29, 15 cases. 4. On December 19, 2021, a public defender entered an appearance and advised the motion court the guilty plea and the sentencing hearing transcript had been filed December 16, 2021. On April 2, an open plea includes no agreement as to sentencing. Branson v. Shoemaker, 710 SW3D 531, 537, MoBank 2025. 3 references to Rule 24.035, 2021. Are to the version effective through November 3, 2021. 4. For the reasons set out in this opinion, the motion court stated an incorrect deadline in its appointment order. The order did not extend the filing deadline because, under Rule 24.035G, 2021, the motion court lacked authority to alter the deadlines or grant an extension beyond that permitted by the rule. 4/15/2022, the public defender filed an amended motion. On November 3, 2023, after an evidentiary hearing, the motion court entered its judgment overruling the amended motion. Woods appealed. This court granted transfer after an opinion by the Court of Appeals. Mo Const, Art v. Sexter 10, Standard of review. Appellate review of the trial court's action on the motion filed under this rule, 2915, shall be limited to a determination of whether the findings and conclusions of the trial court are clearly erroneous. Rule 2915K. The same applies for review of Rule 24.035 proceedings. C. Rule 24.035K, 2021. Appellate courts presume the motion court's findings are correct and a judgment is clearly erroneous when, in light of the entire record, the court is left with the definite and firm impression that a mistake has been made. Flaherty v. State, 694 SWW3, 413.